I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from an article with an anonymous author titled, When to Feed Your Plants. Plants demand a steady supply of sunlight, moisture, and nutrients to thrive. They absorb sunlight through their foliage and draw moisture from the nutrients from the soil through their roots. You'd never not water your garden, and you should feel the same way about feeding. As the soil becomes depleted, you need to add fertilizer, also known as plant food, to replace the lost nutrients your growing plants continue to need. Properly fed plants develop stronger and more efficient roots. They also grow to become more robust, more beautiful, and more productive than those that aren't fed. Our gospel reading is taken from John 6, verse 33 to 35, from the NRSV translation. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whomever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So anong preaching natin today? Anong ano, narinig nyo? Sa reading?
Ano ba yung nag-reading? Yung reading, hindi kaagad na ano?
Oh, feeding the plants. Okay. Ano ang paborito niyong pagkain? Pagkain talaga, ha?
Buffet.
Hindi nga, ano ang ano niyo? Ramen. Ah, ano pa? Alog ba? Papaitan. Ay, Mika, Maris. Ah, dito daw kayo, dito. Ayan. So, anong paborito yung pagkain? Ha? Nuggets? Ulam? Gano? Bicol Express. Ah, gusto ko din yung Bicol Express. Laing. Laing. Mga Bicolano, ha? Lauoy. Ano yung lauoy? Oo. Sinabawang gulay. Saan, ano yan? Bisaya. Saan doon? Cebu? Sa lahat? Laoy. Laoy. Parang Chinese ang ano, no? Laoy. Ano pa? Anong ano, favorite nyo? Tapa. O, tapa. Ako ano? Ano ba ako? Kaldereta. Kaldereta. Yung maanghang-anghang. Tapos, syempre, ano? Wata ba, Wendy's? No, pork belly. Ako pork belly. Yan. Pork belly. Pork sisig. Si Lawrence, gustong-gusto niya yung utak ng bulalo. Yung sa buto, Diyos ko po. Oo, yung marrow. Nakaka-cringe pag ano. And so, we're talking about feeding. No? Pagkain. Feeding. As a metaphor for life, for faith, for spirituality. So, may apat din. No? May apat din. At unahin natin yung literal na pagkain. Kaya ako tinanong yung tungkol sa pagkain. Because, Naku, hindi ko pala nakuha yung saan ko na ano, no? Pero meron tong study, may link akong na ano, 2015 Harvard article by a doctor. May correlation actually ang pagkain, ang kinakain natin with mental health. No, meron siya. At nabanggit din way before sa SAVE approach sa HIV program ng NCCP, yung importansya ng nutrition. Kasi pag pinag-uusapan daw palagi ang HIV, hindi masyado na pag-uusapan yung usapin ng nutrition. Eh actually, napaka-importante ng hindi lang siya about taking the ARV, the ART. Kasi kahit mag-take ka ng ART, kung wala ka namang pagkaing nutrition, access to good food, wala din. At hindi, baka hindi rin kayanin ng katawan mo yung actual na gamot. Diba? So, food is necessary. Not just for physical and the body, but it has an effect to your mental health, to your emotional health. Merong kinalaman ang ating kinakain sa ating emosyon at sa ating pag-iisip. No? At maski sa sex, pag masyado kong mahilig sa asukal, lalo na sa mga lalaki, no? Whether you're gay or straight, hindi yan tatayo. Meron, search nyo. Especially diabetic, mga diabetic ano, halos wala ng sex life. Na mga diabetic na lalaki, no. Sugar has an effect to the libido. And the hormones and all that. Too much sugar is bad for your sex. So mamili ka, sugar or sex? Kepi cakes na lang, ayo ba? So may kinalaman 'yan, may kinalaman. And kaya nga 'di ba? Kaya din, for example, nagtitake ka ng alcohol, may epekto ba? Meron. You became more courageous or you become yung kung nade-depress ka, lalo kang mas depressed kapag nagtitake ka ng alcohol. It amplifies the emotions, no, or your condition. Diba? Meron din mga mental health condition na pinagbabawal talagang mag-take ka ng certain kinds of food na makakatrigger sa'yo, tulad nga ng alcohol or ng drugs, no, illegal drugs. So, things that we take in has an effect to the overall quality of life. No? Meron siyang epekto. If you're eating too much, no, meron siyang epekto. No, kaya nga, ano pang epekto niyan? Oh, pagkakain natin at busog na busog ka, baka magsuka ka at hindi ka makaka-work after kasi antukin ka. Ito yung tawag nilang food coma. Diba? So, merong ano, we have to also be intentional with the thing. Siyempre, sinasabi ko talaga yun, diba? Habang ako'y napakatakaw din kumain, di ba? So I'm really preaching up to myself, di ba? Yun, too much eating is really bad. Too much eating is bad. And dito naman sa church, pinag-uusapan natin palagi, wala tayong masyadong dichotomy of the spirit and the body. What happens to your body happens to your spirit. So what you take in, the food, the drinks, whatever it is, has an effect to your emotional and even to the spirit. Because in many spiritual traditions, your emotions, your mental health, has may connection sa espiritu. Diba? Sa consciousness mo, may direktang kinalaman sa espiritu. Pero yung too much eating, meron din yung not eating. Less eating. Diba? May correlation. Meron ng study niyan. How poverty and hunger does not develop the body and the brains of children or adults na in poverty and in hunger. Underdeveloped. Yung tinatawag nilang stunted. Diba? Sinabi yan ni ni Mother Lenny nung sa kanyang ano, 'di ba, yung pinuntahan niyang isang isla, how the children there are stunted. And definitely if it is that the child is stunted, the brain is also the development of the brain hindi fully developed. And many nung bata ako, 90s, kung mga 90s kid, may inanyo news palagi noon, si Flavier pa noon, Senator Flavier, iodine, asin. 'Di ba? Iodized salt, iodized salt, iodized salt. Diba? May ganun pa, 'di ba? Hindi lang sa goiter siya, pati sa brain din. The necessary ang so hindi naman sinasabing masama ang sugar. Masama ang salt. Pero too much of it, too less of it is bad. Your body still needs sugar. Your body still needs salt, carbohydrates. Ang problema lang kasi talaga sa atin, especially in today's society, everything is too much. At ang parang ang sinasabi, the quality of life, the standard of a good life is always having too much. Or yung tinatabi ko dating the buffet culture. Excessive. Diba? So feeding. Kung babalik tayo sa metaphor ng plants, hindi rin pwedeng sobra-sobrang tubig. Tama? Hindi pwedeng sobra-sobrang fertilizer. Mamamatay yung halaman. So it's the same. It's the same with us. It's the same with our brains. It's the same with our spirits. If you have more or less, it is bad for the body. And therefore, if it is bad for the body, it is also bad for the spirit. That's why all religions and all spiritual traditions, ano man yan, Kristiyano, Hudyo, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, ano pa ba yung mga religions? Mga shamanic religions, all of them, all that great and old religions have something, a lot to say about diet. Di ba? Di ba? Di ba? Tama po ba? Resident, hindi lang resident scientist, resident mystic. Again, di ba? Ang ano, yung ano tag dito, usong-usong intermittent fasting. Diba? But the Christian faith has always practiced fasting. Diba? Has always practiced fasting. Do not eat too much. Eat less. At again, mabalik ako kay Sadhguru, no? Yung Hindu mystic na pinapakinggan ko paminsan-minsan. Siya nga daw, siya, isang beses lang siya kumain sa isang araw. Sabi niya, the optimum human, ang ideal is to eat one or two meals only a day. At sabi niya, the brain works at its highest level when the stomach is empty. Ako kasi akala ko dati, kailangan busog. Kasi nadidisturb ako dun sa pakiramdam nung gutom eh. Diba? Pero sabi niya, the highest function of the brain is when the stomach is empty. Bakit sa tingin nyo? O, balik tayo sa bio, ano? Anatomy. Bakit? Pag ano nung ano, oo. Diba? So food is spiritual. Food is spiritual. And all ancient religions have practices, rituals, and laws, customs about food. And the central, the most sacred in Christianity is food. For the first 1,000 years of Christianity. At maski nung wala pang Bible, the central core of transmitting the Christian faith and the Christian story was through the Last Supper or the supper, the meal that Christians shared. Taken from a little tweaked and not in the Jesus story, but was taken also from the Jewish Passover meal. Diba? So food is spiritual. Food is medicine. At may nagsabi nga, inanap-hanap ko sino nagsabi, pero walang ano eh. Walang sinasabi. May mga ganun eh, yung mga sobrang cliche na yung statements, hindi na alam ko sino nagsabi. At ang chika, what you eat, you become. You can check that also in most of the religions. Almost everyone says, what you eat, you become. So we have to be conscious with how much we eat, what we eat. Food doesn't just have a physical dimension, it has a spiritual dimension. At ano sabi ni Jesus about food? Hindi. Anong sabi niya nung temptation sa kanya? Ang tawa hindi lamang nabubuhay sa pagkain lamang o sa tinapay lang. Now, hindi niya sinabing, meron kasing mga Kristiyano, iba yung interpretation, huwag na kayong kumain. Diba? Mali yung interpretation. Ang sabi niya, hindi lamang, nabubuhay sa pagkain pero hindi lamang doon. Yun ang sabi ni Jesus. So food, a balanced and sufficient amount of food, good quality food, is paramount to our spirituality. Okay? So hindi, siyempre, hindi lang to about food. Meron din nagsabi that what you feed yourself is not just food. What you feed is also about what you see, what you hear, what you watch, what you listen to, what you read, what you surround yourself. Kaya sabi din sa contemporary reading natin about feeding plants, feeding plants is more than just watering it. It is also about the sunlight that it absorbs, the air that it uses. Diba? So ang tanong, bukod sa pagkain na physical natin kinakain, ano ang pinapakain nyo sa inyong mga sarili? Ano ang kinakain nyo sa Netflix at sa Disney? Sa Twitter? Diba? Ano ang social media? What do you feed your mind, your consciousness with? Social media. Ay, nababan sa ano eh. Ano kayang ano at nababan sa ano? Si Marisa Casilev. Diba? And how, so yung kaninang sinabi ko about literal na pagkain, i-translate lang natin sa social media. Are you having too much of social media? That's one. And second, what kind of food, social media food, do you consume? That's the question. Because that also has an effect to your emotional and spiritual health. At meron ng mahabang documentary sa Netflix. Andun pa rin ba yun, Chris? Sabi ko nag-recommend sa akin nun about social... Anong title nun? Yung social... social ano yun? Social... Ikaw nag-recommend sa akin? Oo, about social... The negative effects of social media. How the CEOs of tech companies do not allow their children to access social media. Ikaw yun kung nagsabi sa akin. Ayan tayo eh. No? So there are already information and research saying that too much social media is bad. Social dilemma. Especially for young people. At narinig nyo na ito, sinabi ko many times in the past, hindi ko alam kung may study na nito. I think there is a social media-induced ADHD. Yung wala ka talaga ADHD, pero na-develop because of too much social media. Yung stimulant, diba? Social media stimulants, triggers, having watched something or being triggered with something with just 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 1 minute, TikTok. Ay, kasama pa yung ano, diba? Screen time turns in the blue light. The blue light of the screen. Yung, anong sabi na sa social, the hyper-triggering, the hyper-stimulation of our brains is actually changing the neural synapses of the brain in a negative way. Huh? And then, dun muna tayo sa frequency bago yung actual na content. The frequency, yung stimulant, no? Ngayon, again, sinasabi ba nating wag mag social media? No, naka-streaming nga tayo ngayon eh. That's not what we're saying. But we have to be intentional. Again, what is too much social media? And what is too less? Recognizing that there are people because of poverty cannot access information. Kahit meron ng social media, meron pa rin mga tao hindi maka-access ng sapat na impormasyon. At doon tayo pupunta sa may na-access nga tsakang impormasyon pa. False misinformation, false information. Diba? So ano ang ating ina-access na mga ano? And how often? Tapos hindi mo papansin. Ako yan ha. Again, I'm preaching to myself kasi ako din ano eh. Hindi mo mapapansin, ala, 2 hours na ang nakalipas. Ganun-ganun ka. So, wala ka naman napanood na makabuluhan. Walang napanood na makabuluhan, napakinggan na makabuluhan. Tapos, na-notice ko rin ang sarili ko, pag nanonood ako ng series or ng movie, may mga siyempre part naman ng story ng movie na ano, 'di ba? May mga mababagal na scenes ganyan. Necessary siya. But I find myself forwarding. Ayoko ng dead air. Ayoko ng ako 'yon. That's me. 'Di ba? So 'yon sa akin din ang effect. Dati, so I noticed that before all of this, because I sa pa ako dun sa generation na from no social media, may konting social media na abutan ko yun, no? So before, I can read like an hour, 2 hours. Ngayon, 30 minutes, nagsistruggle na ako magbasa. Nagsistruggle ako magbasa. And my brain is thinking of other things. The attention span. Yung sinasabi ko, social media induced ADHD, an inability to focus. Yung triggers, stimulants. So what are you, how much screen time and what do you intake sa social media? We have to be intentional of that because it affects you. Di ba may study na rin na you can only, if you continue to expose yourself to social media, hindi lang about sleep. Parang 10 p.m. yata, but a certain time at night. Pag lumagpas ka doon at nagso-social media ka pa din, it induces depression. Or it is a sign of depression na up to this certain time, you are still looking at your screen. So may kinalaman ba siya sa spiritualidad? Meron. Meron. Kaya dati merong nag-suggest sa akin na may kinatawag na micro-preaching. Preaching that is less than 3 minutes. And there's even a preaching for 1 minute. Yung 1 minute, ano, Jesuit priest ang gumagawa. May napanood na ako. Diba? Hindi ko inano. Bukod sa hindi ko talaga kayang mag-preach ng 3 minuto. No? No, reels, no? Spiritual reels. So, let's, hindi masama ang social media, but I think too much of it is really changing our bodies, our minds, and the way that we approach how we approach or ano, meron pa ba tayong spiritualidad? Or is it all social media? Pangatlo, na food, specifically na sa religion, the kinds of theology that we listen to, including songs, religious songs. Or hindi, actually, kahit hindi religious, kahit ordinary song, kahit yung secular songs. Sometimes you may hear from parang ngayon may kakantahin na secular song, no? Na may mga kanta naman na if you listen to it, you can interpret it in a religious way. Diba? So, what kinds of ideas do you consume? Medyo related pa rin kay social media. Kasi a lot of our ideas now come from social media. What are the ideas that you consume? Including songs. Because songs have ideas in them. And in the liturgical, sa seminaryo, huwag niyong ini-eme-eme ang kanta dahil kanta lang yan. The song actually teaches theology. Kaya, very particular ako sa, I don't care if it is, Catholic song yan. Hillsong. Hindi ko, wala akong pakialam kung saan denomination galing yung kanta. Ang tanong ko, sa mga choices ng song, pag tinignan ko ba yung lyrics, does this speak of the values and the theology of tinuturo sa MCC? Pag yung kanta very ano tag dito, ano yung mga kantang allergic tayo? Tapos puro male. Yung pag-approach, yung pag-name kay God dun sa kanta ay king, warrior, very patriarchal, no. Huwag mong kantahin yan. Kung kaya. Kasi may, pag minsan hindi kaya eh. Hindi maganda yung tunog pag hindi nagra-rhyme, ganyan. Or awkward. Diba? And it's, kaya siya teaching, kaya importante yung song because songs is easier to learn and to be reminded than me now talking to you. Diba? So even songs. So hindi lang dito sa church. What are the songs you listen to outside? What are the songs that you, ano yung mga podcast na pinapakinggan nyo? Diba? O halimbawa yan, nanonood kayo ng Drag Race. Marami din nanonood ng Drag Race. Is there something good in Drag Race? I'm not saying wala, ha? Maka-cancel ako dito. Biglang next week may petition na, remove pastor. No? Ang sinasabi ko lang, again, be intentional. Be intentional and be, maging critical tayo sa ating pinapanood, pinapakinggan. Because, regardless of, lalo na pag hindi ka aware, you simply absorb it. Again, what you eat, you become. What you worship, you are. Kasi it all goes back. Worship ito. Worship na ganito. Consumption yan eh. But you consume the religious language, the songs. You know. So, kung ang worship mo ay puro God is warrior, God is judge, God is an angry God. O, kita nyo, maraming mga evangelical angry persons. Angry birds. God is an angry God. Oh, di ba? Kapag ang Diyos mo ay judgmental, kasi yun yung sinasabi sa simbahan, kinokonsume mo yun. Judgmental ka rin tao. Most likely. Not always, pero most likely. So what are the theologies and the ideologies that you listen to, that you consume? Baka hindi tayo aware. Even among LGBT, oh, ano yung ideologies na kinukonsume nyo? Yung kanina nabanggit, mask for mask. That's an ideology that gets internalized. No femmes. No fats. Diba? That is an ideology that gets internalized. Maski sa Grindr, maski sa mga apps, what you expose yourself to, pag hindi ka masyadong critical, you invite that into yourself. So we have to be intentional the things that we feed ourselves. Because it affects you. At sabi ni Deepak Chopra, isa siyang doctor, medical doctor siya, pero nag-transition siya to be another Hindu yogi mystic. What you feed yourself, including food and everything else, can affect you for at least 30 years. Food, the things you watch, the things you listen to, will and can affect you for at least 30 years, sabi ni Deepak Chopra. At siguro yun yung sinatawag nila sa Hindu na karma. Karma is not just about, the very basic na alam ng marami about karma is may ginawa ka, may babalik sa'yo. No. Karma is an accumulation of everything that, it's not just what you did, what everything that you have absorbed. That has an effect to your reality and to the reality, to the future that you will create. At yun nga, bad theology. So sa simbahan, kaya maraming LGBT, but nabanggit ko yun nung last time, di ba? Tanong sa amin, dun sa leadership training ni Mother Percy, tanong ko nga sa inyo, sabi niya ganun, bakit ang mga bakla pang nag-aaway? Walang level 1, level 2, level 10 ka agad. Lahat ng away, kailangan level 10 ka agad. Sabing ganun. Ano kayang ano niyan? Ano kayang rason niyan? Tapos, siyempre, coming from a church context, coming from ano, sabi ko, pag pinag-isipan ko, you know, when you are told that you are bad, that your feelings are bad, you are a sin, and that you cannot question it. Hindi mo pwedeng questionin yung sinabi ng pastor na ang bakla ay makasalanan. Hindi mo pwedeng questionin at i-challenge na ang lesbian ay isang abomination. Eh di angry birds yung mga bakla. Diba? Pag nag-move out sila dun, pag wala sila sa church space at nag-move sila sa space na kung saan pare-pareho sila, o di lahat sila, ano, angry birds. Doon nagmamanifest. So the theologies that we, ano. No, kaya dito, rarely din yung, babalik ko dun sa, ano, no, concept of God. You will rarely hear me say Almighty God. You will never, almost never hear me say Father God. Pero sa maraming church, sa Catholic church, nasa ano, kailangan kasi nakasulat sa Catholic church, naka-codify yung kanilang prayers. No? all of the pray, almost all the prayers in the Mass, Almighty God. And that image is about a God who is a warrior and a God who brings judgment. At again, pag ganun ang Diyos mo at ganun yung naririnig mo, paglabas mo ng simbahan, pwede din. So theologies. Pang-apat, ano man, 1, 2, 3, 4, pang-apat. At narinig nyo na to sa mga life coaches na maayos, no? Hindi lang kay Redento, sino yun? Rendon ba yun? Life coach. Life coach ba yun? But anyway, sabi ng ibang mga life coaches, di ba? The people you surround yourself with is equally a kind of food you consume. The energy of the people you surround with, yung taong, mga taong kinahabilo mo, naka-surround sa'yo, merong epekto yan sa sarili mong personalidad. Meron. There is no such thing as a person not affected by the environment and the people they are with. No matter kahit sabi mo, hindi! Ako isang independent thinker. I'm an independent strong woman. Your environment will affect you in some way, somehow. So who do you surround yourself with? What are the kinds of conversations that you are having with these people? What are the ideas that they bring into your consciousness, into your emotion? So we have to also be intentional with the people we eat. Hindi, kasi nga the people you surround yourself with is a kind of food that you consume, that you absorb. Oh, hindi. Sige, punta tayo sa usapin ng sex. Si Sadhguru din nagsabi nito. In the yogi tradition, kaya actually si Sadhguru, hindi siya yumayakap. Sabi niya, if you look at yogis, they will never embrace anyone. Unless it's another yogic master. But an ordinary person, hindi nila, gaganyan lang daw sila. At pag magpipilit na yayakap, lalayo sila. Because the energies of the person will contaminate. May ganon. May ganong idea sila. So may sinabi si Sadhguru about sex. Wala siyang moral ideas about anything. Hindi niya minomoralize ang mga bagay-bagay. So sabi niya, wala akong pakialam makipag-sex kayo or whatever. Sex is one beautiful dimension of life, sabi ni Sadhguru. But the thing about it in the mystical Hindu tradition, yung ang magyakap lang, meron ng pag-exchange ng energy. What more when you are actually having sex with the person? So sex is not bad. But to whom are you having sex with? Yun ang question. And how are you having sex with? Ano, ikaw lang masaya? Laila D. Ganon. Dapat winner pareho, di ba? O ngayon ko na lang naisip na hindi pala pwedeng ano sex lang pag ano naintindihan ko na ang ano ang wisdom ni Sadhguru in saying ano ang tag dito dapat ano pink lawan din pag ano. Anyway, so the point of this all is what you consume, you become. What you consume, you become. Ano man ang iyong dinadala sa iyong buhay, tunay na pagkain, mga bagay na pinapanood, pinapakinggan, binabasa, mga taong sinasamahan, mga kantang pinapakinggan, panalangin na iyong pinapakinggan o sinasabi. Lahat yan ay may epekto sa totality ng iyong buhay. Sabi nga ni Deepak Chopra, can affect you 30 years. 30 to 50 years. And again, I'm not placing any moral judgment on anyone's consumption. Okay? You do you. You know you. You know how much social media you're doing. You also know how much pornography you're doing. Again, hindi ko sinasabing mali, ha? Ang sinasabi natin, what are you taking in, how much of it? And it has been the religious and spiritual tradition, not just of Christianity, but of all religions. Anything too much, anything too less, is bad. And anything artificial is bad. And the last point is, ano bang ibig, so tayo ko ay Christian. Ito na, patapos na to. We claim to be Christian, to be the followers of Jesus. Ang sabi ni Jesus sa ating binasa kanina, at sasabihin mamaya dito, I am the bread of life. Kainin niyo ko. Sabi ni Jesus. Kaya ang dami na loka sa kanya mga Hudyo eh. Siyempre, meron doon partly inisip. Lahat naman tayo inisip, napaka-sexual nung ano ni Jesus. Kainin niyo ko. Diba? And the second part is cannibalism. Diba? So, what does it mean? Ano bang... Siyempre, the Gospels and the Apostle Paul has a lot to say about eating Jesus. And yung sinasabi ni Jesus, Christ who lives in me. Dami niya sinasabi tungkol dyan. Tayo ngayon, kung tatanungin ko kayo, without any Bible study, without any theology, sarili nyo, sarili nyong pakiramdam, sarili nyong karanasan at perspektibo, ano kayang ibig sabihin para sa inyo ngayon to say that you eat Jesus? Anong ibig sabihin para sa inyo na kinakain nyo linggo-linggo si Jesus? What does it mean? And why for 2,000 years, the central ritual of Christianity is the sacrament, the Eucharist? Anong ibig sabihin? Again, huwag nyo nang isipin yung 2,000 years. Ngayon, ano ang Eucharistia sa inyo? Ano ibig sabihin na kinakain nyo ang Diyos? Diba, naniniwala tayo si Kristo ay Diyos. What does it mean to eat Jesus? Walang tama o maling sagot. Yes, quiz po ito. Ulit. To be healthy and to become the way of Jesus. And ito again wisdom to ni Chris noon in the yellow room na blurt lang niya. The closest thing for trans people in the rituals of the church is the Eucharist. The transubstantiation when the bread becomes God. Kaya hindi daw magets ni Chris. Iba nila matanggap na ang trans women are women. Or trans men are men. Diba? So, actually, trans people has a lot of spiritual things to draw from the communion. To become, to be transubstantiated. Ano pa? Para sa inyo, what does it mean? Pag kinain nyo ang Diyos, kinakain mo rin yung kanyang teachings, yung kanyang isinabuhay. Okay? Ibabalik tayo sa unang sinabi, what you eat, you become. So hopefully, when we eat Jesus every day, or every Sunday, that we become the hands, the eyes, the ears, the mouth of Jesus outside. And particularly to every LGBTQI plus person, young people that we meet along the way. Sino man sila, ano man ang background nila, ano man ang pinanggalingan nila. When we eat Jesus, we become Christ in the flesh. Amen.